you taught for a year,
mm-hmm.
and then you decided to stay home for a while?
Yes, I wanted to stay home with my daughter, which I did. And then, like I said, I began to think about a career in journalism because I felt like that would be a little more flexible than showing up and teaching every day.
Right.
So I literally talked my way, and I came up with the idea of sports casting for a woman, because there weren't really any women doing that.
All right. So you were watching, obviously, sports on television.
Some.
And was there anybody you saw, or the concept came while you were watching television, more than likely?
Yes. Well, I watched Wide World of Sports with my grandmother growing up some, because she liked some of the women's sports, like figure skating, gymnastics, skiing, things like that. Tennis, a lot of the sports that, you know, I went on to cover on Wide World of Sports. So there were women athletes at the time, you know, that were experts, let's say, in a specific sport, but not necessarily women journalists covering sports. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, let's say, a Peggy Fleming.
Right.
Who was a wonderful figure skater.
Yeah.
You know, she covered figure skating for Wide World of Sports.
Right. But certainly you didn't think, Wide World of Sports, I'm going to be there.
No. No, never. I didn't think that until the day they told me I was going to be.
And so we'll get to
okay.
that. So you have this idea of TV sports.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that idea?
I take it to Channel 8.
And who did you... Did you call? Did you just walk
out? I
called
Chris Lincoln, who I had met before... but Channel 8 was so innovative at the time. I thought they just might buy this idea. I was familiar with the Lake family that owned Channel 8, and they were doing so many different things in sports. In addition to the nightly sports casts that they featured, like everybody else, they also were producing coaches' shows, like the OU coaches' show, OSU coaches' show, tennis tournaments. They eventually got into horse racing. But Mr. Lake had a vision that was just beyond anyone else's at the time. And I could see that. And I think, you know, obviously Chris Lincoln as well, who dominated the sports market at the time, Channel 8 did. So I decided to start at the top.
That was the era of Eight's the Place.
Eight's the Place, yes.
And we have on our website Nancy Lake.
Yes.
Seven Oaks, we've interviewed her about her father, and then she gave us an interview that Jimmy Lake gave. It's about a 30-minute thing that we have on our website as well. It's pretty remarkable when he talks about how he brought television here to Tulsa.
I had the good fortune to work with Nancy as well as Mr. Lake over the years. When I got to Channel 8 and in the ensuing years, we were the number one ABC affiliate in the country in terms of market share.
Wow.
That didn't happen by accident.
No, but they had such great... Bob Hauer. Was the sports... I mean, the news...
News anchor.
Don Woods. I've forgotten some of the female news people.
Beth Rangel.
Yes.
Beth Rangel.
And before her, too, there were...
Beth was there when I got there.
Okay.
Beth, and then Diana Moon came along
yes.
pretty much the same time I did.
It was one of those perfect storms with all this talent.
All the talent.
And when I came in 76, I was very aware of all that was happening and, of course, watched Eight's the Place. You called Chris Lincoln or said, I'm in the lobby? Or how did?
No, I said, I want to come see you because I have an idea. So he set up a meeting with Tom Goodgame, who was the general manager, and that's another name I have to mention. He was the general manager, and he also was very innovative, very creative, very open to big ideas, new ideas. I'm not saying my idea was a big one, but it was definitely new at the time, and Mr. Lake. So I came out to the station and... told them what my vision was. And my vision was, because like I said, I wanted to still have time to spend with my daughter, and I was hoping that I could create a position that would give me some flexibility. And so I proposed doing two stories a week for the nightly sports.
Okay, and what was their reception to that idea?
Okay, let's try it, I think was their first idea. Let's try it.
Immediately.
And see how it works out. Immediately, yes.
Because you came with no experience.
No.
Radio, television, nothing. And not even hired professionally writing for anybody.
I came with an idea, and that was it.
So then...
But they didn't, they didn't have that much invested in the idea. They said, we'll try it.
Right.
So...
But that was a big door. What was your first? Did they want you to do an audition? Did they want to see you on camera first? Or how did that work?
I don't think so. I think I just did a story. I think I introduced myself in the first piece and told them the things, that I might be covering. And the other idea I had is that I would participate in some of the sports. If I was doing a story on tennis, I might play tennis with the person I'm interviewing, or if I'm doing a story on, maybe a girls' softball team, I might throw a pitch. Or it was also my idea was to participate in some of the sports. Mr. Lake loved, get ready for this, bowling and fishing. I could bowl, I could fish. So I learned that in that first meeting, because he thought that there was entirely too much basketball, baseball, and football on the nightly sportscast. He wanted to see more bowling and fishing. So great, I thought, well, I can do that.
How long were the pieces?
A minute and a half.
Yeah. And so your first one was about?
Me. Like I said, I think I introduced myself and said, obviously part of my idea included more women's sports.
Okay.
So I said I would be covering women's sports and participating in sports and, whatever. I can't remember exactly now what I said. But, and then I'm trying to think now what my first actual story was. I think it was some kind of a high school girls team. Mm-hmm. Maybe softball, something like that. But I like to think that the idea worked out okay for both of us, and it just sort of evolved. And as anyone will tell you in a television station, I'm sure radio probably was not that different. If you're there and are doing a good job and willing to work hard, you're going to get more work.
Yeah.
Because somebody's always taking a vacation, or somebody wants time off, or somebody's ill that day. So there are opportunities for you if you're doing a good job and if you're working hard.